This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Two children have died after a boat they were in overturned in the West Caledonia area of Queens County late Saturday afternoon. RCMP, EHS, Fire Services, and the Joint Rescue Coordination Center responded to a 911 call of a boater in distress in Lake Rosignol just before 5 p.m. A 45-year-old man and three children from Fall River were in a flat-bottom canoe with a motor when it capsized. RCMP say emergency personnel reached them just before 6:30 p.m. when they were rushed to hospital in a search and rescue helicopter. The man and one child survived their injuries. The other two children died. The children were 10 or younger, according to RCMP spokeswoman Constable Mandy Edwards. She said they're not releasing any more specifics about the children's ages.
There was many challenges involved with the rescue. The recent drought levels from this summer, the lake was quite low, so there was a lot of rocks exposed, as well as just trying to locate exactly where in the lake that the group was for the rescue efforts, and darkness was falling. So at this time of year, the evening comes pretty quick.
Edwards said the man and the children had been using the boat's motor when it stopped working.
They had used the motor, but due to the lake conditions, the weather had changed, the motor stopped working, and then they took on water. So they were trying to bail themselves out, but unfortunately, that's when the boat overturned, and that's when they called 911.
Edwards said the man tried CPR on the children.
The man had performed life-saving measures such as CPR, and he was attempting CPR as when they were recovered. So they were all transported to hospital, and it wasn't until they arrived in hospital when they were pronounced deceased.
Queens District RCMP are investigating, though Edwards said police don't suspect foul play at this point.
They would just be looking to obtain all the information involved. So that could include statements, recovery of the boat involved, just to paint that final picture of what exactly happened and put all the pieces together.
In a Facebook post, North Queens Fire Chief Chris Wolf thanked emergency personnel for their quick response despite the conditions, and he expressed his condolences on behalf of the fire department to the families affected by the incident. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.